Radio Prague News.
Some experts and politicians have warned that a recent verdict by the Czech Constitutional Court regarding pension law will lead to a significant increase in state expenses. Buzang police are prosecuting three men who shouted neo-Nazi slogans and gave the Hitler salute at a bar, and the Czech women's tennis team has been beaten by Italy in the semifinals of the Fed Cup. Some politicians and experts have warned that a change in pension law following a recent decision by the Constitutional Court will most likely lead to a significant increase in state expenses. In a debate program on Czech public television on Sunday, former finance minister Miroslav Kalousek said that the change in pension law that the court verdict calls for should be implemented as part of a general pension reform. The head of the Association of Pension Funds of the Czech Republic said that the change in law will affect tens of thousands of pensioners. In an interview for Saturday's edition of the Daily Bravo, the head of the Constitutional Court said that the verdict would not lead to significant added expenses for the state, since it only affected about 8,000 recipients of pension. The Constitutional Court ruled last week that the current calculation of pensions for higher income earners was unconstitutional. Buzang police are prosecuting a group of three men who were seen giving the Hitler salute at a bar late on Saturday night. The three men, aged 29, 40, and 44, were shouting neo-Nazi slogans propagating the suppression of human rights, which is considered an illegal act in the Czech Republic. One of the three verbally attacked a woman who was in the bar and later punched her in the ear. It is not clear yet if the three perpetrators were participants in a far-right extremist march that took place in Buzang earlier on Saturday. Local police arrested a total of six participants who were wearing clothing with illegal imagery and slogans. The Czech Republic's women's tennis team has been beaten by Italy in the semi-finals of the Fed Cup. After defeats for Lucie Radetzka and Lucie Safajova in Rome on Saturday, Flavia Pineda's 7-6, 6-2 win over Petra Kvitova in the third rubber on Sunday afternoon gave the hosts an unassailable 3-love lead in the best-of-five tie. The Italians have reached the final four times in the last 5 years. The directors of Czech Airlines and Prague's Ruzyně Airport said on Sunday that they have suffered financial losses between 150 and 200 million Czech crowns due to airspace being closed down across Europe after a cloud of volcanic ash spread over the continent. The director of Czech Airlines said that the company is currently not considering asking the Czech government for financial aid. The airline suffered losses of tens of millions of crowns for each day that flights were cancelled. The exact amount of money lost has not yet been determined. Prague's Ruzyně Airport saw losses of some 50 million Czech crowns during the 3 days that the airport was closed down. And now for a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be sunny and warm with clear skies and daytime temperatures of up to 20 degrees Celsius. This nice weather should continue into next week. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this is the end of today's news.